You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The great deplatforming of 2021 continued this week as yet another big tech company responded to the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Airbnb announced that the company would be canceling all bookings in the Washington, D.C. area during Inauguration Week. Recode's Ronnie Mola is here to talk about it. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Teddy.
So this is pretty surprising. Tell me why Airbnb felt the need to do this.
So I think Airbnb was hearing from a lot of its hosts last week during the storming of the Capitol. A lot of the insurgents were staying at Airbnbs. You had a lot of residents in D.C. all of a sudden seeing Proud Boys and armed militia people staying in their neighborhood. And, you know, it turned out later that they were involved in the storming of the Capitol. So as a result, Airbnb was like, you know, it's probably a good idea to put the kibosh on anyone staying in Airbnbs in D.C. For the week of the inauguration.
Right. The mayor, Muriel Bowser, right, asked for folks not to come to D.C. for the inauguration. So this fits with that.
Right. You already have government officials saying there's the possibility of violence. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're also in the middle of a pandemic when people probably shouldn't be traveling that much anyway.
I guess what I'm confused by is, you know, I saw someone referring to this on Twitter as Airbnb pressing the big red button. This is a pretty dramatic step, right? They're not just canceling bookings from people who potentially could be attending a riot or some sort of insurrection against the inauguration. This is all bookings, right? This is people who are visiting their mom in the DC suburbs. This is people who are quarantining from, you know, a possible infection themselves. I mean,
right. This is a lot bigger than just, you know, select accounts. And I asked Airbnb to sort of put a monetary figure on it because they said they would actually cover hosts' lost money here, you know, because but they wouldn't give me a number.
I mean, do we have a sense that a lot of quote unquote innocent people will be swept up in this? I mean, it does feel like the big red button.
I mean, you could say that this is, of course, there's going to be people in here who shouldn't be in here. But I think given the very specific circumstances, the chances of violence and the pandemic, and that all of these government officials are saying, please, please do not come to the inauguration, it doesn't seem as drastic as if they had done that sort of on their own without the government asking them to do so.
Is there a precedent for Airbnb doing anything like this before?
Yeah. The first time I think that Airbnb did this was with Charlottesville. There was a alt-right anti-Semitic rally happening in Charlottesville. The hosts realized that they were having these people coming to an alt-right rally, going to be staying in their homes. And Airbnb, in that case, just kicked off those users. If they found that they were associated with these sort of alt-right groups, they weren't allowed on the platform. That wasn't as sweeping of a decision as this one is, but this is definitely the same sort of precedent. They've made the decision that if you're associated with some sort of hate group, they're going to kick you off of their platform.
Ronnie Mola, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.